This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I have to tell you, I'm truly energized today to be with you guys. And part of the reason is I feel like we are at this transformative time. And you heard me talk about this before, but every single day I feel like we get closer and closer to a victory. And I don't know if you guys happen to catch Steve Bannon on 60 Minutes. We got a couple of clips. I'm not gonna bombard you with them. But every time I see certain things about, you know, what's happening in the country and some of the things that Bannon was saying, I understand why Trump selected him, because it was a strange choice. I know Steve Bannon, and he and I wouldn't say we had a run-in, but we had an interesting discussion one time on his radio show, and I thought, who is this guy? But I get him more after the interview. I don't know if you guys happen to catch it. But we've got Hurricane Irma that's, you know, now on our coastline on the heels of Harvey. And, you know, an outpouring of true Americanism going to the people of Houston, Texas, with respect to Harvey, the people of Florida and all the others impacted. And not only that, we're concerned about the world. I mean, Puerto Rico got hit. The Bahamas got hit. All kinds of people are now suffering over this. Islands getting pummeled. And what we have is we have leftists losing their minds, blaming global climate change during hurricane season, mind you, Trump's election, the wrath of God, and all kinds of things. And I talked about this the other day, where I'm saying, who would say this in the midst of a disaster?
Well, that's just God is punishing us for putting on Obama or whatever.
God has better things to do. God has mapped this thing out. He knows how it's going to be. I know that, you know, depends on how you believe, but I firmly believe this. And he's giving us what we want in whatever form or fashion. All right? And for people, I was thinking of when what's-her-face made a comment that it was the national day of crap hole, you know, of a-holes is what Alyssa Milano said after Donald Trump called it the national day of prayer on Sunday after the hurricane victims of Harvey. And she couldn't even put her partisanship aside to say that. And a friend and I were talking, and I said, no matter what happened in the time of Obama, if he had made a national day of prayer after a national disaster, I would have been for it. And I keep coming back to, that's why you know you're winning, folks. People are watching Alyssa Milano. They're watching Jennifer What's-Her-Face, the girl from Hunger Games, who is a lunatic. They're watching these people go off, and so are you. And I don't know what your resolve was prior to Donald Trump's election or prior to whenever. I don't know when you called yourself a conservative, whatever. I've been a conservative since I could think. And that's a true statement. And I know people give a lot of credit to people that make the switch. Give them credit. But you know what? I never had to make a switch. I was always sane. I didn't have to have a come to Jesus on, oh my goodness, I wonder if I should try harder in school, if I shouldn't shoplift, or if I shouldn't, you know, if I should treat people with respect and blah, blah, blah. Once I learned the principles of being a good human being, I didn't need anybody to tell me, oh, Kevin, you can have moral relativism when it comes to your own personal choices. No, that's what's called self-indulgence. That's what's called sinning. Call it whatever you want. But that is not the way God or whatever thing that drives your conscious being has you do. And you know it. You know it innately. And so I thought about the show today and I said I would call this show Weathering the Storm. That's what, if I could come up with something thematic. I mean, we got to do too many shows for me to have a theme every single day. But I would call it Weathering the Storm. I would tell you to look at all the signs around you. Go back 10 years Go back to the beginning of Obama, and I want you to look at the signs. I want you to look at people talking about, I'm not going to have to work anymore. People are going to be paying my rent. Open porous borders that have led to, what, 20 million people and 800,000 dreamers in America today. A policy that allowed terrorists to not only live in our midst, but to set up training camps to kill us. And we know this because our crooked FBI director at least had the nerve to tell us that. He said, in every state in America, there is a terrorist training camp. I want you to go back to a time when you knew that was when that was never a possibility. But now I want you to think about these terrorist training camps. I want you to think about the attack on immigration. I want you to think about the attack on the Constitution, where a guy arbitrarily, after telling you he's not a king, does what a king does and establishes DACA, the Dream Act. Ignoring the dreams of Americans. A guy who knows that constitutionally he cannot require a citizen to pay something, and yet that's what he does by Obamacare. And when a president, a leader comes on who says, you know what? Enough is enough. We are forcing things on the American citizen that are outside of the executive branch. Let's give it back to Congress and let's undo these unlawful, unconstitutional acts. And what happens? The left loses their minds. By the way, they agree with it 100%. We posted a series of memes that were the news saying one thing during Obama and the news reporting another thing during Trump, or even days apart saying one thing about Trump and another thing about Trump, literally days or weeks or months apart during the time of the Donald Trump's presidency, etc. We documented it. And Donna Brazile is a perfect example. She loved the ACA, Obamacare. When it came out, she was all, boo, we love Obamacare. Then she got her bill, and she tweeted, what the heck? I called my insurance company, my bill is doubling. I called them to go, what the heck's going on? That's the life of leftists. They love it in principle, but when it applies to them, then they hate it. Folks, I'm telling you, you are weathering the storm. And the storm is a storm created by the left. You've warned them that the hurricane is coming. And they said, you know what? We will just stay our ground. And you said, no, no, no. It is a Category 5, folks. This may be the worst hurricane of your creation. And they said, it's okay. The hurricane is black. It's named Barack Obama. We don't care. The hurricane is named liberalism, leftism, progressivism. And we said, we're warning you. And they said, no, no, no. The levees will hold. No, the pumps will get the water out. And they said all that stuff. And you know what happened? They're drowning in their homes. You're winning.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. It is 9/11. By the way, if you want to give us a call, it's 844-551-8255. You remember what you were doing on this day years ago, right? 2001, when the World Trade Center was attacked and brought down by two planes, when the Pentagon was attacked. You remember this, right? The planes that were in the air, a plot against America by radical Muslims. By the way, these plots are being done all day, every day. Thankfully, you're not hearing a lot about Muslim attackers, radical Islamists these days, because we are whooping that head. That's why you're not hearing a lot about ISIS. Trust me, the media wants to give you some news about ISIS. And on this day of all days, 9/11, the day that, quite frankly, was 9/11 was an amazing day in a bad way. I know where I was, and most of you know where you were. It's one of those days that's emblazoned in our memories. I sat atop 37-story building in Dallas, Texas, and I was on the 34th floor. And one of my friends comes in and says that the World Trade Center, a plane flew into the World Trade Center, and I was thinking, whoa, wow, there's a pilot that won't have his job, but that was both ways, right? He would have been fired, but if he flew his plane into the World Trade Center, he really made a big mistake. And I was thinking, aircraft, what do they call them, air traffic control, you're just trying to figure out what the, that just doesn't happen. And then he ran in again and said, a second plane has done it. I was like, whoa. Now we got a problem. And sure enough, then they started evacuating our building, et cetera. I go down to the elevator, into the parking garage, get into my car, and I head up 75 Central Expressway in Dallas, Texas. I'm phoning home, and I'm learning that they're pulling my kids out of school, et cetera. They're considering it a terror attack, and the rest, as you know, was history. And then came 9/12. And it was the proudest day, I can honestly tell you this, in my adult life, this was the proudest day for me as an American, because everybody, including these wretched leftists, put their partisan BS aside, and we became one America for that moment. And if I could cap, when I think about this show, when I think about you, I think about that moment, because we sit around here, we fight with these bonehead, brain-dead, moronic leftists all the time, and I think to myself, what did it take to bring them together? To bring them to our side of thinking, where we could talk about Make America Great Again or America First. It took a terrorist bombing of two beautiful buildings in New York City where over 3,000 people were killed, for the left to go, you know what? Those guys on the other side have a point. We've always had a point. And so when I think about strategies, it's like, how do you get these people back without having to have horrible things happen? So I talked earlier about Hurricane Harvey, when Jennifer Lawrence, that was a girl's name, I couldn't remember at the time, but this stupid actress whose best friend is Amy Schumer, another anti-American anarchist that hates, or I should say, at least hates conservatives, doesn't hate government. But she says that the reason why we are getting these storms is because of Donald Trump. Now, I want you to understand, look, you're an actress, chick. I don't know who you are. Walking down the street before the first movie she ever made, nobody knew nor cared about this girl except a few people that knew her. So suddenly, she's now telling us that the wrath of a hurricane is because of Donald Trump. What is she, a meteorologist, a psychic? What? Tell me what her experience level is to say something so stupid. And you know what? People are listening. The good news is, people are now listening differently. See, we got people now starting to shift back. The tragedy of Harvey and what's also happening with Irma, and I'm not just talking about in the United States, folks, because I would ask Jennifer Lawrence, well, then why did that tornado, or I mean that hurricane, why did it go beat up on the Bahamas? You know, why is it beating up on all these other islands that have nothing to do with Donald Trump? Well, it's because Trump and because it makes no sense. And she can't even stop for a second to say, you know what? This is a tragedy. I don't need to be beating up on Trump. Same with Alyssa Milano. National Day of A-holes. You have people all over this country telling you, because you voted for Donald Trump or you now support him, that you're an A-hole. Where's that 9/12 feeling, folks? You going to feel it tomorrow? You think the left's going to feel it tomorrow? Are they going to remember that day? Let me tell you something. They don't even remember this day. They don't understand what brought it on any more than they understand that the reason why Kim Jong-un is blowing up nuclear bombs underground and creating 6.2 earthquakes is because of Bill Clinton. They don't understand that the reason why Iran is the number one state sponsor of terror in the world is because of Barack Obama. Or Jimmy Carter, take your pick. They're interchangeable, except for their color. Folks, I'm just telling you, 9/11 should, at this time of the year, you would think we'd have an anniversary that would go, you know what? I'm back to being pro-America. It used to be the 4th of July, a.k.a. Independence Day. The left like to call it the 4th of July because for them it's just a day off. For you, it's an important thing. It's about the independence of this country. It's about why people shed blood for you to have the liberties that you have. And you know what? The left, they squander those liberties and they want to take away yours because they're stupid. I feel sorry for them because, you know, quite frankly, when I tell you guys all the time, none of us, people listening to my voice, for the most part, you don't know. You can live your life and not even worry about them. You can move to some island where nobody bothers you and nobody gives a crap. But you fight not for yourselves. You fight for your kids. You fight for posterity because you say to yourself, I don't want to leave this world to a bunch of people like this. I don't want my kids to be left with this. I know that's what gets me up in the morning, because let me tell you, it would be easy to say, I don't even have to pay attention to these fools. The Robert De Niro's and the Jennifer Lawrence's and the Alyssa Milano's and the Mark Garofalo's and, or Ruffalo's or whatever their names are. They are destructive, hateful people who believe you're the ones with the problem. John Legend. Let's not call them illegals. Let's call them dreamers and lovers. Really? John, how about you worry about the dreamers in this country that you've destroyed the dreams of? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. My book is called Race Pimping. I suggest you get it and use it as a Bible of sorts. If you carry around a constitution, you might buy Race Pimping at RacePimping.com. It will help you understand how this country works better than anything you've ever read. And I know the editing is a little bit suspect because I know the editor. You listen to him on the radio show from time to time when you listen to me. But I promise you, it's one of the funniest books, most fun you'll have in a very short read. You should check it out, racepimping.com. So Bannon was on 60 Minutes. I'm going to talk about him in the next hour. But Bannon was on 60 Minutes, Steve Bannon, former Trump surrogate, satellite, whatever you want to call him, right-hand man, confidant, counselor. And he obviously left the administration. Says he's going to go back and use Breitbart as his platform to do more. And I hope he does. I know so far he's been doing okay. Breitbart's numbers shot up when Trump gained traction. They became one of the top news sources in the country and still are. Many of us who write, we rely on Breitbart. I rely on Breitbart as much as I rely on Fox or Drudge, actually more than Drudge. I hardly ever go to Drudge, and on and on. You remember when Drudge was the only real outlet that we had to discuss? I mean, as far as conservative news, he was the big guy. Have you seen it on Drudge? Drudge, Drudge, Drudge. That's all you heard. You don't hear just Drudge, 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 Drudge anymore, do you? You hear Breitbart. You hear the Daily Caller. You hear, I hope you hear my site, theblacksphere.net. But you hear Western Journalism. And I could name probably five others, the Gateway Pundit, IJR, I think it's some Independent Journal Review, Young Cons. There's probably 20 big sites. I'm talking about people to get 500,000 to a million hits a day. So they're reaching, 15 million to 30 million people a month. There are sites like Liberty, they're called Clicked now. But they reach, I think they get 120 million unique visitors every month. So that's not just conservatives, folks. That's leftists coming over to check out our news and things like this. This is conservatives getting our message out and weathering the storm. Now, are we getting it out to the people all the time that we need to? The answer is no. We could do a lot better. Lots better. I'm wrong about those numbers. That site has 40 to 50 million unique, but they get over 200 million. So people come there four or five times a month, pardon me, but they get 40 to 50 million unique. which is practically all the conservatives. But they do get some lefties that come over. It's like the Huffington Post. Every now and then I go visit to see what's going on. Now, I never search the Huffington Post. Somebody will say, they'll reference them, or I'll see it and I'll go, oh, okay, I see an article that's of interest, and I'll go there. But my point is, we're weathering the storm. In social media, we had Drudge, I don't know, 10 years ago. Now we've got, you name it. You tell me, how many sites do you go to now for your news when you check things out? Do you go to Fox? I bet you do. You go to the Daily Caller? You go to PJ Media? You go to Breitbart? You go to the Gateway Pundit? Any of those sound familiar? If they do, it's because you are finally getting it. You're going, oh, shoot, I'm going to go and check it out. You've also learned how to discern the wheat from the chaff, those people that are trying to trick you so you can start spreading lies. And in some cases, you know what? If the lie helps our cause, I'll continue. So what's some national joker, you know, site? Because there's a couple of them that call themselves national something. And then we all go, oh, look at this. I heard Barack Obama's going to be paying his mother-in-law for life. And we all flip out. And, of course, the guy wrote it as a joke. But it backfires on him. There have been a lot of things that backfired. We'll talk about that in just a second, too. But I want you to think about weathering the storm and go back and reflect from time to time. Remember when Donald Trump, how many times was this guy supposedly up against the ropes, made the wrong statement, whether it was about, you know, the tape that where he talked about grabbing women by the blank blank and all that kind of stuff. How many times was this guy against the rope and the left goes, we got him, we finally got him. And Trump doubles down, look at his bankruptcies. And he goes, yeah, I had him. But I made a lot more money for, you know, out of like 100 deals I've done, I made 100, four companies go bankrupt. I mean, that's pretty good. And think about it. And they're going, who would give that as a rationale? But Trump did. And people were like, he followed the law. He kept saying, look, I followed the rules. I played by the rules. Who set the rules? Go look at them. Don't look at me. And people did. They looked at them. But how many signs do you need? I'm just curious. Yeah, I'll give you another one. So what's the big deal that Donald Trump supposedly did during the campaign? He supposedly used the Russians. Now, what's ironic is Donald Trump made the comment, the elections are not fair. You really got to pay attention. They can be stolen and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, there's no illegal voting in elections and all that. Then well, as soon as the election's done, then the left goes, there must have been some illegal voting. And then Donald Trump says, oh, no, hey, you better watch the Russians. They can hack them. They can hack, and there are people out there that can do things. There's no such thing. When Donald Trump loses, he should just accept his loss. And then Hillary Clinton loses, and these leftists lose their minds. It's no longer about accepting the loss. No. It was the Russians. The Russians did it. It was a hacker and Guccifer and all that. And we, as I said, we posted this one thing where they had the media before the election. It's impossible to hack us. After the election, how the hack occurred. You know, or how it could have happened, or leading up to the hack. If you just look at this stuff, you see how easy it is to spot this. It's crazy, and the left thinks we're stupid. So, the Russian investigation, what about it, folks? We need a special counsel. You got it. What's he doing? Donald Trump one time tried to build a building in Moscow. That's what he does. That's his job. That I'm telling you what people on the street are going, what do we get? So, that's your deal? That's the big... What's that got to do with hacking an election? You think because Donald Trump wanted to build a building in Moscow, he needed to hack an election? Let me explain something, folks. Before he ever wanted to be president, that's what he did. He didn't have to hack an election so he could build a building in Moscow. He builds buildings in foreign places and golf courses and other resorts. People get it. The Russian investigation is now a joke upon itself, and the irony is more leftists, and I predicted this, more leftists are going to go down than anybody associated with Trump. All we hear now is Manafort, Paul Manafort, here, Manafort. Okay, fine. You take your, if that's the skull you want, the scalp, take it. Take Manafort, because that's all you're getting. And if you think you're going to tie it back to Trump, good luck with that strategy in 2018 and 2020. And what other signs do we have? Russian investigation, a joke. Hillary Clinton, her new book, What Happened? Donald Trump's, you know, companion book, I Happened? What happened? So Hillary Clinton now, because of her book tour, she's back out there. Do you think the leftists like this? Do you think they're enjoying seeing Hillary Clinton out there again, making more excuses, burning Bernie Sanders, which, by the way, Phil the Burn, Burns feeling the burn. What's he up to? How relevant is Bernie Sanders? How relevant is the Bernie or bust crowd now? Huh? Somebody explain it to me. If the left are doing so well, if we are getting our butts kicked, even though we won, and everybody's telling you it's, you know, gloom and doom, look at Trump's poll numbers, blah, 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 why is it that Bernie Sanders is marginalized? And the left, if you go look at a Twitter feed of Hillary Clinton, the leftist folks, not us, are saying STFU. Do you know what that stands for? You know what the last part is? Shut the blank up. That's what they're saying to Hillary Clinton. They're telling her, go away. So you want to think, are they winning? So Hillary says she's not running in 2020. Surprise. So you should see who the left now proposes. They raided the old folks' home again. Folks, they're still talking about Biden. They're still talking about Elizabeth Warren. They're still talking about Bernie Sanders. And the only new name, honestly, that's come up is Kamala Harris. That's it. A half Indian, half Greek chick or something, whatever she is, she's not black. And they're going to try to tout her, a junior senator from California. She's going to be the next one, the next president, the next mulatto of sorts. Really? Good luck with that strategy. Then I saw a thing that says our only hope, Michelle Obama. Yeah, bring her on. Let's see how popular she is when it comes around. Folks, we're weathering the storm. That's the theme of the show today. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you more things you can look for.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. You can give us a call at 844-551-8255. Maybe we'll let you participate. Anyway, talking about bad signs of the times for leftists. And there's so many examples out there, honestly, that they just fly by. The loss of credibility for Hollywood. Give you a good example, good start. Hollywood, worst season, worst summer in I don't know how much time, but horrible movie summer. My son and I were looking through, I said to him, we got out of school the other day, and I said, hey, over the weekend, I go, Friday. And I said to him, hey, you want to check out a movie? And he was like, I don't know. And so I said, well, let's look. So we go on a computer and we look for movies and we're just going down the line. And I'm like, nah, that one's scary. He doesn't like scary movies. And, I wouldn't have gone to see it anyway. But it was like, no. What about this one? Kind of an animated whatever film. Nah. And we get through. And we go through, you know, I think the latest one that everybody's been touting is the latest Reese Witherspoon movie where she's a cougar and she goes after some boy that is like a friend of her son's. And they have a relationship. Now, how fitting is that? Right? So we have that. And, you know, so at the end of it, he goes, I don't want to see it. And I go, me either. And as I was going through the films, I was like, who wants to see any of these? I understand why it was the worst of the summer. I mean, I don't know what other summers have been. I don't go to the movies ever. I mean, I go to take my kid to see it. The last movie I saw was Big Boss or Boss Baby with my son. That's it. I don't go see movies because most of the movies are going to have somebody in it I don't like. And I won't even leave. Let's say my TV's on in my house and I leave and it's a Mark Ruffalo film or Jennifer Lawrence or De Niro. I will turn the TV to another, to Fox. I'll turn it to Fox News because, you know, they measure who's on what. I won't leave my TV on a leftist channel for any reason. But let me give you another sign. So you had Martha Plimpton, who stood in Seattle at some march, and she says, this is, you know, yay, this is where I had my first abortion. And people cheered. Ah, hey, way to go, Martha, for killing babies. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, first of all, it was a sparse crowd. But in Seattle, Washington, they cheer the killing of babies. And what? They cheered her abortion. I mean, that would be like guys cheering our vasectomies. Hey, guys, yay, we can't have any more babies. Woohoo! Said no guys ever in terms of a group meeting. And hey, let everybody that's had a vasectomy, let's all get together in a park in Chicago and let's cheer the fact that we are no longer baby producers. No, you pretty much go, you know what? Whew, that was kind of it wasn't as easy as they make it sound, snip, snip, but it's done and there's that. My brother had a vasectomy and he cracked me up when he called me. He goes, bro, it ain't like they tell you snip, snip. They take it in. I was like, stop, just stop. I don't even want to know. Mm-mm. So my point to it is you have the left that have become so unhinged that they cheer. I want you to understand this. This is a lady that cheered the idea. Maybe she was cheering Martha Plimpton because she's not a very attractive girl. Maybe she cheered the idea that some guy was stupid enough to have sex with her. She's a little girl from Goonies. When they told me Martha Plimpton was in Goonies, I thought she was playing one of them. That's how ugly the girl is. Now, look, to each his own. There's some of y'all out there going to care. I kind of thought she was cute. Okay. I ain't mad at you. I'm just saying. But this brother, she's not an attractive woman. She's not easy on the eyes. All right? But we got Martha Plimpton cheering that she had her first abortion in Seattle. She made it clear it was my first. It was nostalgic for her to go back to Seattle. And then she even had her abortion doctor in the audience. And thank you to Dr. Death out there for doing that. But see, what Martha Plimpton isn't going to tell, what the left isn't going to tell you about that meeting is how many lives, forget the babies who died, how many lives were destroyed in these abortions. If they want you to believe an abortion is like going to get a mole removed. Let me tell you something, folks. A little girl who gets an abortion, I don't care what age she is, and I don't care what she stands up, if she's Martha Plimpton standing before Seattle, that's in her psyche, that's in her mind. Because let me tell you something. Women are programmed for motherhood. They're programmed to want babies, not to kill them. Because if they were programmed to kill them, none of us would be alive. Civilization would be destroyed. God in his wisdom said, motherhood will be special You will do anything to protect your child. And when you get miswired, you don't give a crap about your kid. And nobody wants to talk about this. If you miswire, you go, well, I mean, it's not a child. It's like a, I don't know, it's like a zygote. It's this or that or the other. Oh, no, it's a child. It's forming. You want to rationalize when you kill it. Oh, okay, we can have the discussion. But don't act like it's not. And when you fight that, when something in you says kill the child, that's a motherly instinct that is so rare in nature. So rare. Mothers fight, like, and I'll use this term, like mama grizzlies to protect their young. Inside and out. When a lioness or some animal gets pregnant, they shut off men. Get away. Some lioness will leave their pride, go have their cubs in another location. They want nobody to bother their cubs. You don't want the younger cubs to come over and accidentally kill these. They want nothing. Then they come back and they bring the cubs and everybody embraces them. But she makes sure that the cubs are ready. Motherhood is a big deal. But the left blows it off. But let me tell you something, folks. As more and more young women hear the Martha Plimptons of the world be so, you know, just flippant about killing babies and proud to tell you where our first abortion is, they change. I say they ought to have a book for all these leftist women. Hey, where I had my first abortion, and then my second abortion, and third editions, and all this. A full book of all the leftist women that want to tell you, celebrate where they kill their first child. And hey, and I'd like to give a shout out to my doctor too. And why don't I give a shout out to the dude that knocked you up? Oh, that's right. You don't even remember him. And then how about we segment it and we say, hey, black women, don't let these white women celebrate their first abortions. Why don't you celebrate yours too? Where'd you have your first abortion? What Planned Parenthood near in your neighborhood did you walk to or take the subway to so you could have your first experience with Dr. Death? And then you walked home to what? Your baby daddy wasn't there. He didn't even take you. So, yeah, feel good. See, folks, the left think they're winning. They're not winning. Hey, how about the lesbians? How about you guys have your... Here's where I had my first abortion. You know, because, look, let's face it. The lesbians want to tell you they were born this way. I argue many of them were made this way. Why? Because they lived in dysfunctional families where men took advantage of them, raped them, molested them, or in some way, you know, performed egregious acts against them, which made them get hardened towards men. Some of them had abortion. Some of them had just bad relationship with guys. They didn't know what to look for in men because they watched their mother go through man after man after man. So they chose bad men and finally said, you know what? I'm sick of men. I'll go to women. But they had abortions. Let's get their book of where they had their first. Sure. Hey, I had my first abortion here. And then I gave up men because men are pieces of crap. My abortion doctor was a lady. Woohoo! Let's hear it for Dr. Feel Good Mrs. We're winning, baby. All you got, look, folks, people are witnessing this stuff, and it's up to us to highlight it. I want you to imagine you standing up before somebody at your company and they say, tell us something about yourself, Susan. And, you know, I had my first abortion right here in this city. Said no woman ever in a corporate setting. But you know where they'll say it? In parks and get the cameras on them because that's going to make everybody feel good. Right, if you're raising daughters, you want them to see Martha Plimpton talking about her abortion. Proudly. Here's where I had my first one. Hey, Martha, share with us where you had your second. Oh, my gosh. You know, interesting question. Folks, when I tell you we're winning, we are winning. This stuff is... It's not just crazy to us, it's crazy to their folks too.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.